You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
This is WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
And I know you've used the word proud of the team, but it's got to feel good to go on the road to Miami, a place that's been very difficult for the Patriots to play over the years, in the heat, division foe, and really show the resiliency to not only win the game, but kind of, I guess, shut up idiots like us on the radio. That has to feel good.
Oh, shoot. You know, we're not worried about that. Part of, you know, playing in this league, there's a bunch of eyes, on every team and every offense around the league when, we didn't play up to the standard. So I'm just glad to get in the win column. And I think it took everybody. It literally took everybody yesterday. Special teams, offense, defense, coaching. So it was cool to come out with the win.
As Ron Burgundy would say, I don't believe you, Drake May, here on WEEI Afternoons. I think it feels good to stick it to people like us, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, who are criticizing maybe a little too much or a little too loudly or for a few too many days over the course of the week to be like, yeah, you idiots, what do you know? Nothing on my plate. I went out and had the best game of my young career.
Y'all hit the panic button. Yeah.
Exactly. So, and to the victor go the spoils, that whole thing, he who laughs last laughs best, whatever cliche you want to use, that's Drake May right now. He's got the hammer because he went out there and he put together a really impressive game in Miami.
He wants it too.
I don't know right. what that means,
everyone,
but we'll
everyone
move on
wants
that.
The hammer. Hey, by the way, So far, this season, of course, is extremely short. It is but 2 of 17 regular season games. EPA per dropback and passing grade overall of the 6 quarterbacks that are now starting from the 2024 draft class. Guess who's sitting high atop the perch?
I'm going to guess the way you brought this up, Drake May.
That would be correct.
See, that would have been a better back and forth if you had said, Jaden Daniels. And then second is actually J.J. McCarthy. Third is Michael Penix. It's really crazy.
Fourth. Yeah, no. He stinks. This guy sucks.
He had a great day.
It's very gratifying to see. And I'm going to look forward to either the television explanation of what this tweet is all about or whatever he happens to share online. But Dan Orlovsky just tweeted out a little while ago, we got to talk about Drake May tape. I have a feeling that's going to be in the positive kind as opposed to the classic Dan Orlovsky, like, who's drawing up these plays? Matt Patricia's got 3 wide receivers running into each other. Spacing is terrible.
Yeah, there's going to be loud positive reactions from some Drake May haters. There's going to be even louder, more positive reactions from the supporters because the supporters have been waiting and hoping for a game like this that they could really kind of stick their chests out and say, see, I told you so. You know, somebody like me who said he was a diamond. Okay, he actually looked like a diamond and not the one on Coco's finger that caught the attention of Mike Vrabel on the Greg Hill show this morning. That's a totally different big diamond. But Drake May looked good. And so people that want to praise him now have the footage to use, now have the examples to use, and you don't have to pull a Pete Schrager and be like, well, you know, the turnovers, you can ignore those, whatever. No, there weren't any. There were just plays. There were touchdown passes. There was a touchdown run in which he looked back at poor Matthew Judon and was like, hey, old man, you ain't catching me. I'm scoring here. Like, this was a really fun, and I start with that. You know that, Fitzy. This was a fun performance, but it was also a really good performance, really productive. And so the Dan Orlovskys of the world, I'm guessing our guy tomorrow, Ted Johnson, during his TED Talk, 3:30, WEEI Afternoons, I'm guessing he will have a lot of positive Drake May takes and say, see, I told you, I knew I liked him, I knew I saw the skills, right? This pulls us out of the little bit of an abyss of negative thoughts we've been having over the last few weeks, both in training camp and the first week of the season.
Let's all admit guilty. It's not done yet. I mean, we got 15 games left in the season, and this is far from career. But I think we can all admit to overreacting a little bit. And even if the overreaction was necessary, go back to what I said Friday. And no, I'm not trying to tell anyone how to feel today. But the criticism was
warranted.
Yeah,
Ted doesn't like that.
Yeah, well, too bad. Tough for Ted. Ted can take that up on another TED Talk another day. Yeah, I know. Oh, someone criticized Fitzy. Insert Andy relishing the moment. Eat it, all of you. The criticism was well warranted. The cynicism was a tad unnecessary. Now Drake May comes out and proves everybody wrong to a certain degree, or at least showcases and demonstrates what he's capable of with a good game plan, with quality protection, and let's also give them their reverse flowers. The Dolphins' defense sucks.
Oh, not only do they suck, I'm not even sure they're trying anymore because they're trying to get their coach fired after Thursday night football. They're hoping as of Friday they have a new coach in Miami, but the reality is somewhere in the middle. Right. As it always is, the reality is somewhere in the middle. Drake May
is gray. I get it.
Is going to have the gray games coming. He's kind of had a bad game, kind of had a good game, looked uncomfortable, looked really comfortable, was feeling it, had one of those good days. Now there'll be ups and downs over the course of the season. So I'm not, you know, putting him in the Hall of Fame. I'm not going to pull a Wiggy and be like, oh, my God, you better sign him for $400 million now, because if you wait till after the season, it's going to be $700 million. Nope. He had a really fun...
Not even allowed to sign him yet.
Not even, but apparently these days that doesn't matter. We've been talking about Christian Gonzalez for weeks, and people think it's a contract issue, not that he just had a setback, according
to Mike
Giardi.
Maybe we just need to stop talking about him, and he'll reappear at one point. Like, you can't say his name three times like Beetlejuice and make Christian Gonzalez appear on the field. Like, out of sight, out of mind. That said, I think we can all agree, adding Christian Gonzalez back into the batter of the defense, if you will significantly improve the bake.
And then good news, bad news. At 6:30 a.m., Mike Vrabel on the Greg Hill Show said there's a chance we see Christian Gonzalez this week. And
nice.
The bad news is at 11:30 to a press conference, he's like, I didn't say chance. And I'm like, no, I heard it. I was listening live. You said there's a chance we see Christian Gonzalez this week. So I don't know which side of the pendulum is right or wrong, but we'll keep an eye on that. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll continue to react to Drake May, the Patriots' performance. You want to join the conversation, 617-779-7937, 3 o'clock. We're scheduled to talk to Marcus Jones, our defensive captain, after that performance in Miami that also had some ups and downs. We'll get to all that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast. You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Not only were you clicking, but Josh was kind of dialing up productive plays both on the ground and through the air.
Yeah, you know, it all starts with running the football. You know, those guys do a great job in the run game, and it's just one of those things when you start to run it, it opens up kind of, you know, the passing game and the play action game. So the more they got to respect the run, the less that, you know, they can handle the pass. So I think it's always an emphasis for us to try to get the run game going early and able to play off that. And I think those guys, you know, Coach was kind of in the rhythm.
That was Drake May here on WEEI Afternoons. If you missed that interview, you can go back on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, download it. It's free. And it's very, very functional. I use it all the time to listen to interviews here on WEI, specifically on the Greg Hill Show sometimes, catch up with the front office report. But that was Drake May praising his offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels, got into a little rhythm there. And I don't know what comes first, the production on the field, the rhythm of the coordinator, sort of they go hand in hand, the chicken and the egg. But Drake was throwing well, Fitzy. Ramondre was running well. The line was blocking relatively well for both. And Josh was seemingly spinning the dial and coming up with a nice offensive approach there early.
He did. It's like Josh was in his bag once the game, got going. We made a point, as did many people, many fans watching online who are used to talking about the game with their Foxborough friends on Twitter and whatnot, that first early play call of him doing that double fake handoff that took about 25 seconds to develop, which ended up with Bradley Chubb just getting a face full of Drake. Yeah, that wasn't desirable. After that, everything quickened up. The pace quickened up. The reads were quick. The routes were quick. And Drake was taking the profits. Like, there was that first, correct me if I'm wrong, it wasn't a fourth down, was it? I think it was a big third and four, third and three early. And Steph Diggs just ran, on the broadcast, they even called it like, oh, that's Julian Edelman used to do that all the time. Diggs just like made himself available real quick over the middle, turned, gave him the body,
yep,
popped it right in there. Like, that just, they played smart football. It was never greedy. They never took the big the closest thing to a big shot, Andy, was the pass to Booty. But that was, you know, next to that dime piece to Ramondre down the sidelines. second best pass that he threw of all 23. So it was a very smart game plan, and I'm glad to see that Josh was back in his bag and in rhythm calling plays yesterday.
So, yes, I would say Drake May played really well. Josh McDaniels had a nice game plan, had a nice day calling plays, nice balance. Mondre ran well. Defensively, there were some ups and downs. We'll get into that a bit later. But let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Our buddy Joe in the car has, I think, a different view of this game. What's up, Joe?
There he is.
What's up, guys? 50, what's up, gentlemen?
Hi, Listen, Joe.
I need to see a good – I need to see the Patriots be a good, solid team. You know, that was the Miami – you know, they were up 15-0, right? Miami comes back and wins – scores 17 unanswered points, right? The special teams for the Patriots, I believe, won that game. Then the momentum went back to the Patriots, right? Now, you guys are saying about Josh McDaniels. I'm not a fan anymore. I'm not a fan. You guys are forgetting to mention the fact that when we were trying to run out that clock late that game, explain to me why he threw the ball when it was a 2nd and 8 and the pass was dropped and it stopped the clock, which then gave the Miami Dolphins a chance to win that game? Because I'm going to tell you guys something right now. If Miami had scored on that last drive because of that stupid call, you throw the ball instead of running and run out that clock, we would have been calling for people's heads today.
Thanks for the call, Joe. We're not calling for anyone's heads. I do think it's interesting to say special teams won that game on a day when they missed two PATs, had a missed kickoff that didn't land in the landing area, and gave up a punt return for a touchdown. So the balance in there with the kickoff return for a touchdown might be a little out of whack. But no, I can tell you what Mike Vrabel said, because he was asked that question on the Greg Hill Show. He was asked that question in the press conference. He said they thought they needed a first down to win the game. They thought mm-hmm. they could catch the Dolphins a little off guard by throwing the ball, that there was a crosser earlier in the game in which they blitzed, and that they would get the same look and they could hit the pass. They didn't. It didn't work out that way, but they were going in an effort to win the game. It's not all that different than the old 4th and 2. Remember when Bill Belichick told us, like, why are you throwing the ball? What are you doing? We're going to win the game. We're trying to win the game offensively. They were trying to win the game.
Example. Yes.
They were trying to win the game offensively. It didn't work out. I think he would do it again. Now, my buddy Paul Perillo brought up an interesting question in the press conference here with Mike Vrabel, asking, should Drake May be coached there to either take the sack or just take whatever he can on the ground if the throw isn't wide open, if the throw isn't perfectly set up for the situation? And that is an interesting coaching point, maybe evolution of your veteran quarterback as he gets older. Okay, we're calling a pass here, but if it's not 100% there, don't stop the clock. Don't throw it away. Don't let the football hit the mm-hmm. ground. Either take the sack or run. That's a coaching point, but I almost never criticize people for being aggressive. I prefer aggressive play. And
you
I think play, that
like insert, put it away. Like, you know, from the soundboard, hello, you play to that's exactly the point. Like we've made this point a million times with friends on couches, coaching youth sports, or here on the radio talking NFL football. Like when you play not to lose, that's exactly how you lose. You have to play to win the game, and being aggressive is often far more rewarded. And also to Joe's point about special teams winning the game, I'm not going to say I'm ambivalent to that, but you know, going back and looking at highlights of the game again this morning, one, when Behringer, a.k.a. Pedro Pascal, the punter, blasted that other one that sort of outkicked the coverage. I'm not going to blame the guy for having his good cannon leg attached to him and said maybe he needs to have his balls in a humidor there. Like they missed so many tackles on that punt.
Yeah,
I really can't blame that one on Behringer.
I don't believe he outkicked his coverage. His coverage didn't tackle the guy.
Yeah,
there's Schooler what
coverage?
Missed
the
it.
Coverage crapped the bed.
And 22 missed it. Schooler, you're all pro, and 22 missed it at the point of attack. He should have been tackled, so you didn't outkick anything.
Easily. And on Miami's kickoff return, my God, everybody that tried to bring Antonio Gibson down should have just walked in this morning like with cleats in uniform and said, you can just mail me the last check. It's fine.
We did have a texter, the 508. Was the caller you just answered Harry Carey? No, that was Joe in the car. It was not Harry Carey, but he has a interesting voice and interesting perspectives. If you want to say special teams won this game, sure. Anyway, I don't care. If you want to say defense won the game because they had a sack late, sure. If you want to say the offense won the game because they got off to a great start, sure. Don't really care. All I'm glad is we're doing a Patriots Monday after a victory, and it's the first time this year, and that's kind of more enjoyable, Fitzy.
I bet they'd all love to cover themselves in brown mustard just like a hot dog.
I would never want to do that, but if you're part of the Bills Mafia, you probably have already done that. 617-779-7937 if you want to join the conversation. How you feeling about that Patriots victory in Week 2? They are now 1-1. Who do you give credit to for the victory? Who do you blame for the game maybe being closer than it should have been in the end? We'll continue to break it all down. Up next, we are scheduled to talk to Marcus Jones, defensive captain, punt returner. He can give us some perspective on how they tried to deal with Tua and Tyreek Hill and company and how he feels they did. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.